With us now, one of our favorites from the upper chamber of the Congress of the United States, Senator Roger Wicker, the Republican from Mississippi, joins us. Senator, how you doing? Are you in Mississippi?
I'm in Jackson, Mississippi. We're having a heat wave.
Oh, wow. Tell us about it.
Well, just hot weather.
Hot and muggy?
August in Mississippi.
Hot and muggy there. So do you have an office in Jackson? Where's your home?
Well, my home is in Tupelo, Mississippi, but I have offices all over the state and, of course, one in the federal courthouse in Jackson.
So Tupelo, Elvis's home. I spent some
today.
Time. Yeah. You a big Elvis fan?
Oh, absolutely. We're very proud of Elvis. Elvis is one of our greatest tourist attractions.
Well, you attracted me to Tupelo. So now we have bigger fish to fry or different fish to fry in terms of what's going on. I just wonder, a lot of people talking about Russia and the cancellation of the bilateral, the face-to-face between President Obama and President Putin. Do you think President Obama did the right thing to give him the cold shoulder?
I think President Obama absolutely did the right thing. And just think about it. This is an opportunity for bipartisan agreement. This is something that conservative Republicans and Obama Democrats can come together on, is the mutual conclusion that Vladimir Putin is a murderous thug who really should be treated with disdain in the international community. So I join Paul Ryan and others in saluting the decision of President Obama to cancel this meeting.
Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi, Republican of Mississippi, is my guest. I know that you've had a bone to pick with Putin lately. You've been advocating on behalf of several hundred families from Mississippi who adopted or are in the process of adopting children from Russia when Putin in January said, no more Russian kids going to the United States. You want to describe that heartbreak?
Well, this is retaliation for an action by the Congress and the President in signing the Magnitsky Human Rights Bill, which cuts down on visas and deposits from the Russians who actually murdered this human rights advocate. But what we did is we took this issue to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the OSCE Parliamentary Assembly, and we got a really nice victory in this international forum of 57 countries saying that while Russia has a right, or while any country has a right to set adoption policies, when they stop an adoption that's already in progress, when the mom and dad have met the kid, it rises to a human rights violation and shouldn't be done. So I hope that while the president is canceling his meeting, I do hope the Secretary of State, and I believe the Secretary of State is going to be meeting with Russian officials about this today. And it's not just Mississippi families, it's families all over the country. Some 300 moms and dads are willing to provide loving care, health care for ill Russian children in a new home in the United States. And that process has been stopped in midstream. It's wrong, and it's a human rights violation.
So I just want to state that. I kind of jumbled it before. So it's 300 American families. You got several in Mississippi, but 300 American families in the process of adopting disabled Russian children, and the process stalled by political intervention by the Kremlin.
There are abandoned Russian children wondering where mom and dad is, when they're going to come back and bring me home to my new home in the United States.
So these parents have already met these
tragedy.
Children.
Absolutely.
And they've bonded with the kids, and now they're told they just can't take them out.
Absolutely. It's a tragedy, and it's wrong, and it's retaliation for the Western world standing up to human rights killings and prison beatings in Russia. We are dealing with a country that is backsliding back into the Soviet era. It's tragic to watch, but it hurts us here in America.
And yet, Senator Roger Wicker, you said very clearly something that all my guests today have said, hope fervently that there's the back channel, that the Secretary of State is meeting with the foreign minister of Russia, that we continue doing business as we must, the number one and two powers on earth.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know if we can call Russia the number two power on Earth anymore. I think that's what they yearn for. But we've seen the economy of China coming forward, India, with a real vibrant Asian democracy over there. So, you know, the Russian, they don't even replace themselves each generation. Their population is dropping. Alcoholism is still a problem. I think Russia longs for its empire again, and Putin longs for that. But what they really need to do is help prevent a nuclear conflagration with Iran, and they need to step in and help us do something with Syria. 100,000 deaths now, mostly innocent civilians. So that's where Russia needs to step forward, and they really want to be part of the community of nations. Help us stop a nuclear race in the Persian Gulf, and help us end this tragedy in Syria, where 100,000 people are dead, 500,000 refugees have been taken from their homes.
Senator Roger Wicker, I mean, from your lips to Putin's ears, I wish us all well.
Thank you very much. Good to talk with you.
All right, great. I'd love to see you in Tupelo someday.
Great. Come see us.
All right,
Senator. Let's do it.
Thanks a lot.